through all the news and new videos we have from Saturday. And let me be clear about something. We're not going to forget about what happened Saturday. That is still the biggest news story. Now, I know there's an RNC going on, and I got a couple of clips from J.D. Vance, and we'll talk about some of the stuff we saw there yesterday. But let's just be clear. The vice presidency pick is a big story, and probably maybe a week or two we'll get back to, is Joe Biden dropping out? But who spoke last night at the RNC or what happened is not a big story. The big story is still the assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Saturday. That's still the big story. We're not going to forget about it. We're not going to move on. We're going to continue looking for answers. We're going to continue to hold Secret Service's feet to the fire on this as the excuses that they're giving the American people for the security failure are so ridiculous. It's almost unbelievable. And now this latest bullcrap of, oh, Iran wants to assassinate President Trump. It's Iran. Iran's doing it. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been more obvious Israel propaganda in my life than that bullcrap. Now, maybe I'm not saying that there's not some element of truth, but oh yeah. Oh, after this story, which supposedly some cooked out lone wolf gunman tries to kill President Trump after the left has been saying he's the biggest danger to you in the history of the world. Oh, it's Iran. Iran wants to do it. Yes, Iran. I'm sure that's not Israel propaganda. No. So we're not going to be distracted by that either. So we're going to look at a couple new videos and a couple new angles. I'm going to open up the phone lines, as I said at the close of yesterday's show, because we had some people on the line that were eyewitnesses that were there at the rally on Saturday that we didn't have time to get to. So I'm going to open up the lines again for them. We're going to be joined by former Navy SEAL and security expert Craig Sawyer in the second hour to get his opinion on all this. I mean, I may just even open up the microphones for the crew because, you know, they've got some thoughts and opinions and we were kind of going back and forth. The new video that we have, though, that I'm going to show that I hadn't seen before, there's a couple new videos. One, I think, is the most significant. The others just, again, just show the absolute security failure of Saturday. But the one shows, to me, what we reported yesterday was, as far as I can tell, the evidence is still single shooter. Unless there was a second shooter that was somehow on the exact same line as the guy on the roof, then I don't really see any evidence of a second shooter yet that would convince me. And I think that there's reason to doubt, and this isn't me insulting the callers that were there that think there might have been two shooters. There are other explanations that could lead to anomalies in sound. Somebody could have been throwing firecrackers. Maybe that was intentionally to draw people off. I'm just saying the things that are conclusive that are conclusive to me that lead me to the conclusions I'm reaching. But we'll hear from others today as well, and we'll look at some of these new videos. Now, there is some other news breaking, but again, Saturday is still the big story to me. An attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Still the big story. We're not moving on. And it's sad that the RNC is serving as the perfect distraction. And I mean, I get it. It was scheduled months ago. I mean, it's not like it's intentional. But it's sad that the RNC is serving as the perfect distraction because it's almost like they should have postponed it and just started emergency hearings into Secret Service yesterday. I know that's not possible, but I mean, really, that's what needs to be going on.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So the two big developments since we left you yesterday evening, some new videos surfacing, which to me just confirm that yes, it was the shooter on the roof of that building trying to kill Donald Trump. As another video shows where the bullets ended up, not just the ones that hit the first stands that the shooter had to go over, but then the stands behind the president as well, where other people were hit by strays and where the hydraulic system leaked hydraulic fluid that dropped the speakers. And so it just, it all adds up based off the map, and I'm looking at all this, so we're going to get to that. But the Secret Service should have been called for hearings immediately. Kim Cheadle should not be doing, for the most part, fluff interviews, but she did a TV interview. She should be resigning. She should be fired. She should be called for emergency hearings in regards to this blatant security failure. Instead, she gets a fluff interview. And she makes the most ridiculous excuses for this, for this failure of security that you've ever heard. Now, maybe incompetence is a factor in all of this. But you know what? It's hard to believe that incompetence is what led to all of these things happening. Incompetence might have been cooked into the overall formula. But I don't think that was... I don't think that's all that happened here. I think there were definitely other elements at play. And when you consider all the different things that led to this guy getting onto the roof and firing off the shots, incompetence is just not an acceptable excuse. And it's almost impossible to believe that that was the only factor at play. So why are they saying no one was on the roof? Because, Kim Cheadle says, who's still the head of Secret Service somehow, because the roof was sloped and it would be dangerous to have agents on a sloped roof. This is so stunningly ludicrous that she should resign or be fired just for saying it. She would be better off saying, I have no clue what happened, than to make up something as ridiculous as that. The two snipers that there are hundreds of photos of, the one eventual sniper that took out the shooter, are on sloped roofs. And in fact, they have a higher angled slope than the roof that the said shooter was on. So you can just ball that up and throw it in the garbage upon receipt. That's how ridiculous that excuse is from Kim Cheadle. You didn't think she could look worse than she already does? Then she went and said that garbage. Now, for clarification, because there was a little confusion, Trump had a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania at that farm in 2016 when they had protection on that roof. The 2020 rally was at the airport. So just wanted to clear up any confusion on that. So they had an event there. It was in 2016, different Secret Security head, and they did have protection on that roof. This time around, they did not. Secret Service has because of a slope. But as you can see, that's complete and utter garbage that it's because of a slope. And as more information comes out, you have to wonder. Trump rally gunman spotted by law enforcement nearly 30 minutes before shots fired. It's also being reported they may have known about this guy as a suspicious individual hours before the first shots were fired. And they knew there was a suspicious individual on the scene. They lost track of him. Apparently he was hiding in some building, so they lost track of him, so they gave up. They just gave up and let Trump take the stage. And then Trump shows up. He emerges from the building, sets up his ladder, climbs the building. We know that it was at least 2 minutes of warning that Secret Service and police had. At least 2 minutes from when he decided to scale the roof. But it looks like it was 30 minutes even before that. So this begs a couple other questions that we'll probably never get. By the way, where has a follow-up press conference been scheduled for? Is that ever going to happen? Or are they just going to go silent and hope we're all distracted by the RNC? Why hasn't there been multiple press conferences? Why do we still have so many questions? How did he know, how did the shooter know when Trump showed up? I think that's a fair question to ask. Was he in communication with anybody? It would appear there were really no way for, there would be no way for him to have eyes on the situation. Because if he did, if he was monitoring the situation with his own eyes, then there's no way Secret Service or local police would have lost him. So if he's hiding in a building, how could he possibly have eyes on when the president shows up? Was he in communication with somebody? Did somebody let him know when the president showed up? I think that's a fair question to ask. How did he know? How did he know when the president showed up? And if you go upon, okay, well, maybe he was going off of crowd noise. Maybe he went off of first time he heard Trump's voice. That could be possible. Well, still, in that case, Secret Service would have about 5 to 10 minutes of warning of when this guy emerged again. Now, do you really think he acted alone? They're saying that he had explosive devices in his car. They're saying that he had a remote detonator on his person. The car was parked near the rally. He also had bomb-making materials at home. Where apparently he lived with his parents, but I guess that's in question again. Why did he have explosives? Why would he have a remote detonator? Where's the press conference? Where is the FBI? Where is the Secret Service? Where is anybody explaining any of this to anybody? And then we get, oh, Iran had a plan to assassinate the Trump. Oh, Iran. I see. The 20-year-old white boy was working with Iran. Yeah. Thank you for that. What a joke that is. I think we can pretty much just discount that as Israel propaganda right out of the gates. Not to say Iran might not be a threat. Not to say Iran might not want President Trump dead. But please. Oh, you're going to release to us now that it was a threat from Iran, which is actually even more embarrassing for the Secret Service because apparently this threat was reported to Secret Service over a week ago. And they were supposed to ramp up security in response to this threat. And then somehow we had less security. I think you can just count that up as pure propaganda, pure timing. Now, James O'Keefe is reporting that whistleblowers have reached out to him He's also encouraged anyone else with knowledge here to reach out to him and shared his number on his X account. I do suspect there will be whistleblowers on this. Even if the story is essentially a stand down, which is where it is all leading right now, that it was a stand down. I mean, they can make the excuse of incompetence all day long. Well, you still stood down. You clearly stood down. You clearly had a lack of security there, and you stood down when you knew there was a suspicious of an individual, and nobody moved on the target when they had at least 5 minutes of warning, at least 2 minutes of warning, knowing he was a potential shooter. You stood down. There needs to be an explanation. Whistleblowers will be coming forward, I suspect. So the whole thing is absolutely crazy. Now, there's a couple new videos, one that I believe is significant. Oh, by the way, this just happened outside of the convention. Police shoot man armed with knives dead near Republican National Convention. Columbus police officer shoots and kills man near RNC site in Milwaukee. Details are limited as this just happened a few hours ago. So, there's another video, and videos keep emerging every day. And so many people were there recording with their phones. It sometimes takes a while for all these things to be compiled or people to upload them, whatever else, or find them. Here's, while the first shots were going off, the one that grazed Trump's ear, here's the other side of the setup. So not the side that we were covering yesterday, which would be if you're facing the stage to the left, but now to the right, where the lift holding the speakers got shot, where the hydraulic fluid blew up and the thing fell down. Here's another angle where it looks like this is where the first shots actually ended up, including a couple people being hit, the rails of the bleachers being hit. Guys, we have this one ready to go in clip 19. So here's that in clip 19.
See something that said, take a look what happened. See something that said, take a look what happened. What happened? Take a look what happened.
Okay, so there you go. So a couple bystanders were hit by the first shots, and it would make sense since the bullet didn't stop with Trump. It goes through to these bleachers. But as you can see, if you guys just put the B-roll on screen again and without the audio as we revisit the map here. As you can see, it looks like it still comes from the same spot. Now, you can get into different angles. And you can get into how each one of these bullets traveled. But, it all looks like from the videos we reviewed yesterday and now this video today that it's all coming from the same spot. And that's why the person in the first bleachers were hit. That's why the person in the second bleachers were hit. And the ones that missed Trump went through and hit the second bleachers. So, you could really hyperanalyze this stuff. And probably that's what will have to be done here, because nobody's going to trust what the FBI or the Secret Service says at this point anyway. But as you can see, that was a nice shot that you guys had up on the other side too. If you rewind that a second ago, where it shows the shooter's location. As you can see, that's actually kind of the perfect, put that one on the screen. That's probably the best. As you can see from that right there, you can see why a At this point, I'm convinced it was a single shooter because it all is in line where the people on the left bleachers were hit, where the people on the right bleachers were hit, where Trump was hit, and where the hydraulic system leaked behind the bleachers, all coming from seemingly that spot. Now, if you do want to say there was a second shooter, which some believe there was, the second shooter would have to be within a couple degrees of the same angle so that it looks like that's the guy shooting, which I guess is not impossible or implausible, but that'd have to be where you're looking at. And we have so much footage, you'd think that we would have seen that unless the second shooter was farther off. But now you're getting into ballistics investigations. Now you're looking at evidence of where the shots hit and the caliber of the rounds, which we'd have to rely on the FBI to get that information. And I think we all know how we feel about that. Now, I still believe this is the biggest story. And it's unfortunate that my guess is 99% of the American people that are concerned about this do not trust the FBI and now probably don't even trust the Secret Service. And why would they? So there's going to have to be whistleblowers. There's going to have to be more analysis of this. But as I said yesterday, and I'll open up the phone lines now, but I only want to hear from you if you were there and you couldn't get in yesterday, or if you were at the rally, you witnessed this and you weren't listening yesterday, but you want to talk about what you saw. I will open up the phone lines again specifically for people that were there. And again, we had callers yesterday saying the whole thing was strange from the very get-go. Some people think that there were multiple shooters. Some people think that they heard things coming from multiple different areas. They thought it was fireworks. The sounds of the gun don't even make sense. I mean, I don't even want to entertain the idea that the whole thing was staged because I don't believe that at all. People actually got shot. One person was killed. But there may be elements, if you want to go into that angle, of something being staged because a lot of this stuff just doesn't add up. So I'm just going with what I can conclusively see for myself and logically reach conclusions on. But we'll open up the phone lines now. If you were at the rally Saturday and you want to talk about what you saw or you want to respond to some of the things you've seen and heard since, specifically if you were there, 877-789-2539. We'll put the number on the screen. 877-789-2539. If you were at the rally and witnessed this. 877-789-2539. Specifically for people that were at the rally. We had people holding yesterday that we couldn't get on, so I said I'd open it up again if they wanted to call in, so there you go. Now, having said that, let's look at some of the other craziness here. This is the fluff interview that Kim Cheadle did after the security failure. Listen to what she says in clip 16.
Who is most responsible for this happening?
What I would say is that the Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again.
The president and Homeland Security Secretary said today they had 100% confidence in you, but there are some members of Congress calling on you to resign.
I appreciate the secretary's comments, and we're going to continue to be transparent and communicate with people.
You plan to stay on, absolutely.
I do plan to stay on.
So it was a massive failure. She's to blame. The buck stops with her, but she's not stepping down. And they're going to be transparent with us. Really? You're going to be transparent with us? Where are the press conferences? Where are any of the questions, any of the mysteries? Where is any of it? I mean, where do you start? Where do you end? Hey, why were there a bunch of incompetent security agents on the ground that day? Why were there a bunch of women patrolling and guarding President Trump that day that clearly were out of their element and didn't belong there and embarrassed themselves? How long did you know that there was a suspect on the scene? When was Secret Service first notified about the guy getting onto the roof? Did you stand down any extra effort for added security team, security members? Did you have a light security that day for any specific reason? I mean, I can go on and on. Where's the press conference? No, she sits down for a mainstream network news interview and says, we're going to be transparent. The buck stops with me, but I'm not stepping down. Well, why not have a press conference? Why haven't you been fired? Probably because she did her job, if you know what I mean. If you catch my drift. Now, here's Corey Mills, representative from Florida. In fact, I've gone long here, so I'll play this on the other side. This is, while the shooter was active, cops trying to get to the shooter's location. You want to talk about an embarrassment. Folks, they had a fence and they couldn't even get through it. They had to call in a vehicle to ram it down. How big of a failure is this? This is embarrassing. Look at the cops struggling to get to the shooter's location here. Literally nothing but confusion in clip 13. They don't even know what to do. And they have to call in a vehicle to ram the fence down. How is this even possible? How could you have such a massive security failure that you're not even able to get to the scene of the crime? And explain to me why somebody hasn't hopped the fence yet. What are we doing here, gentlemen? What are we doing here? A guy just shot the president, and you're diddle fucking around trying to get through a fence. I mean, I guess you can chalk that up to incompetence. I don't even know. I mean, fear? I mean. Folks, I've been in crowded concert grounds and hopped bigger fences than that just to get out of a crowd. While probably after a few adult beverages. And you're telling me these cops are sitting there holding each other's hands, waiting for somebody to come bust through the fence, and they're just standing around? What in the hell went on last Saturday? Hey, we're going to get transparency from the Secret Service. Okay, great. When's the next press conference? When's the emergency hearing?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me.
It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a couple callers, eyewitnesses, one that was even in the bleachers. We're going to go to them shortly. And let me kind of present this. This is about a quarter of the segment that Republican from Florida, Corey Mills, was on CNN, you know, kind of asking the basic questions. But you know, I will say this, because this happens every once in a while. This was probably the best example I've ever seen where something happens and it like slowly ramps up. It's like a mountain that we're climbing. And I don't know if we're quite at the top yet, but slowly but surely, everybody starts sounding like InfoWars. And I don't mean that they have the same views or we see eye to eye on everything. I mean, it's this mindset of, okay, the world is not what I thought it was. Politics are not what I thought they were. These issues are not exactly how I saw them before, and now this assassination and the stand down. Okay, wait a second. So the worldview is changing, and everybody sounds like InfoWars. Skeptical about everything, not trusting anything. Things are more corrupt than I thought. Here's Representative from Florida, Corey Mills, talking with CNN about the assassination attempt.
I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. the amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. I actually heard you say this right the day after, which I wanted to ask you about. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
you mean an intentional failure on the part of?
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I got to just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what, it's leaning towards.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so?
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's another, I mean, you, Corn Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, it almost seems to me, and I think that an investigation is necessary at this point within Congress, not just the FBI, not just others. You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, let's just say that it was like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take
Whoa. So you, let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's run in the special operations committees before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Donald Trump and his team have said, do not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation is, too. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right? My point is this. From a perspective of someone who's actually conducted these are not difficult advances. This is not like I'm putting together a stage placement in a tight shot. This is about looking at your surroundings. What is my green, yellow, and red route, which is your routes out in case? What is my actual elements that I need to be looking at as far as mitigating threats or risks or increased levels? Where's my range fan for the sniper that says, okay, here's my 100, my 200, my sketch. Here's an area where someone could shoot. Because here's my thing.
So you're
Let's
saying,
just say it's
wait,
a
wait,
voice
wait.
Element.
You are saying this is so basic that how big the screw up was, that's what's leading your brain down the
that's
throat?
Exactly right. In a way. Look,
you know, I forget who it was, and maybe it was Corey Mills, but this is the right attitude to have. Screw the RNC, start the emergency hearings immediately. I think it was a congressman from Florida. I forget who it was. Maybe the crew can find it when I start going to these callers that were there. But that's the right attitude here. And look, I get it. The RNC was scheduled. It has to go forward. But, I mean, the emergency hearing should have started Monday. And now it's Tuesday, and what do we have? We haven't had a press conference. We haven't had a hearing. We've had a fluff interview with the failed Secret Service head who's friends with the Bidens and the Cheneys, a diversity hire, coming up with ludicrous excuses, completely unbelievable. And so, yeah, why aren't we having emergency hearings? So they got plenty of time to cover it up. They got plenty of time to build their narrative. Now they're coming out with this Iran bullcrap. Let's go to a couple individuals that were there. So we go back now to eyewitnesses who were at the rally. And we've got two Chris's here, ironically enough. We'll start with the Chris, the lady that called in first. And then we'll go to the other Chris who was in the bleachers. So female Chris, you're up first. Go ahead.
Me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. So I left the hotel at 9:30. I was about 7 miles away from the venue. As I was driving there, I noticed I didn't pass any cops other than one who was pulled off the side of the road and had his lights on. And I thought, well, that's odd. Is this the right event? Because I was following someone else. I thought that was strange because I dated a Secret Service guy back in the day. I knew how they prepared the area. Cops would be parked on the bridges. They would block off roads.
Yeah, and that's really a local police thing where they get local police to just be kind of all over the roads, specifically the motorcade route.
Right. It was really odd. So then as I'm going, I park pretty close. There are no cops in the parking area. There are no cops in the vendor area. There's no one asked for ID. No one asked for a ticket. You had to originally, register to get a ticket. There was no cops in the porta potty area. and there's no cops in the food area. I noticed when we got to the metal detectors that they were kind of makeshift metal detectors, and I thought, well, this is odd. None of the metal detectors were going off at all. You had people coming through in wheelchairs, and one of my friends had a daughter in a wheelchair, and I thought, and I was watching, and I went through first, and I was watching how they checked her and her daughter, and I thought, well, they didn't even, like, ask for your, you know, lift your daughter up or anything to check under her or wand under her, because I thought, well, what if that wasn't your daughter and you're hiding something under her? It just kind of bothered me. But I didn't see them really looking under anything to really check it. So I was in the third bleacher. I was in the right bleacher. If you look at the three bleachers, I was in the furthest right. So
the event you were in the bleachers too.
Bleachers, yeah. There's the three bleachers.
Were you in the bleachers where the shots that missed Trump hit right in front of the thing that was holding up the speaker that got hit?
Yeah, two people were shot by me. And so there, and I was praying because that's what I do, looking forward, and everybody was yelling, get down, get down. They're shooting from behind the bleachers. The shots are coming from behind the bleachers. So, and I was like, so then I think I was pushed down. So basically we were laying where your feet would normally be in the bleachers. So I thought, okay, all of a sudden nurse says, move, jumps over me. And then I hear her say, I'm a nurse, I'm a nurse. And then she screams, medic. And then I get my phone and I try to, and I have that on the phone, but my phone, my hands are shaking. So there's like no normal shot there other than, the words of her screaming and stuff. So I get my camera and I take a picture between the bleachers, what's going on behind the bleacher, because they said that's where one of the shooters were. So I'm trying to take a shot and I get a shot and the police just seem like there's no event going on at all. And there is a guy laying on the ground. Somebody said someone was tackled, but of course I didn't see that. And someone else said there was a dirt bike, which I didn't see that either. But I did get the picture I have has somebody on the ground between some of the other people. But yeah, I wasn't really sure what that is. But and the other thing I noticed that was weird, the music prior to Trump coming, creepy music like Disney, Celine Dion. I'm thinking, isn't Disney like dark? And Celine Dion, doesn't she have like this totally creepy child trafficking type clothing line for kids? I'm thinking,
well, I want to get back to the moment of the first shoot, of the first shot hitting the people around you. I mean, in that moment, I mean, what were you able to kind of notice? Obviously, Trump takes the first bullet to his ear. And then they hit the bleachers behind you. They hit the two people on the bleachers. Kind of go through that. Walk me through that.
Right. I'm looking forward. I'm looking to Trump. I'm praying for Trump. So everybody else seems to be screaming. They're shooting from behind the bleachers. The shots are coming from behind the bleachers. Get down, get down. Everybody was screaming, get down. Someone shot. Like in our ear, someone shot right here. They shot him in, I think they said abdomen. They shot him in the abdomen.
Yeah, you can see that in the video. The guy in the white shirt or hoodie or something, he takes a bullet to the abdomen. You see him take the bullet.
So I did not see him take the bullet. I'm looking forward. So that I didn't see. But well, like I said, what I noticed was all women Secret Service agents, skinny guys, young Secret Service agents, short girls. I thought, well, what kind of protection is that? But, that's pretty much what I noticed.
So as soon as as soon as the first shot came out, you got into a defensive position.
No, first shot came out. I'm standing praying.
Okay.
And everybody's screaming at me to get down. So, yeah, no, I wasn't thinking safety. I was thinking pray,
Now, going through all this, living through that moment, single shooter came from the spot on the roof. Have you looked into that?
I don't believe it was a single shooter. And the other thing was, too.
You said you don't. You think there were multiple shooters.
I do. Because when we looked at when everybody heard the bullets fired, everybody looked left. I think even Trump might have looked left. There was everybody thought the bullets were coming from the front left of the stage, not high in the air, far to the right. So I thought, well, what the heck? Or why are we hearing it here if it's not here? But like I said, people were saying three shooters, but I don't know if anybody knew, but people on my bleachers sure seemed to think it was coming, something was coming from behind. So I would have been in the bleacher where that water thing started spraying, even though we didn't feel the water or even know about it at the time.
I mean, the reason why I could see people thinking that is there could be echoes. You know, your mind tends to play games on you when you're kind of in a moment like that. That's not to discount your experience here, obviously. You know, that's just kind of what I think when I hear about multiple people. It wasn't just you. Other people we've spoken to think that there were multiple shooters as well. So when they said behind the bleachers though, because I mean, technically the shooter was behind the bleachers, just the ones on the far side from where you were sitting.
Right. But according to the people that were all yelling around me, they thought they were behind our bleacher. So I don't think they thought the guy got shot forward backwards. They think the bullet came from the back.
How loud was it?
It sounded like firecrackers. And it sounded like firecrackers to the left of the stage. There would have been, it sounded like the first three or four bullets shots sounded like firecrackers the left of the stage. So I don't think anybody panicked at first. Everybody was like, what the heck? Someone's lighting fireworks or firecrackers?
I mean, there's nothing really over there that would have caused an echo. I mean, unless maybe the speaker picked it up. Maybe the speaker picked it up behind you and it played through the speaker, and maybe that's what the sound anomaly was about.
I don't know, but we all looked there. We all looked at the same area, thinking what's happening. So, and I didn't feel that the people were scared, at least in my section. I felt they were mad. You know, it all went down and we were mad. Not like, oh my God, we got to get out of here. It was more angry. So.
Well, this has been an incredible witness testimony. Is there anything else you want to share?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
I can show you the picture if you want the shot from behind the bleacher.
From your picture?
From my camera, taking the picture between people's legs, I have a shot that may be of interest.
Do you have any videos or just pictures?
I have videos, but they kind of stink. You know, like I said, my hands
have you gone back and reviewed the videos?
I did. I did.
Did it indicate anything to you sound-wise or what?
No, because I wasn't recording at the time of the shot. I thought my videos were going to be too long, so I stopped it, and then when I hit it to play it again or to record again, I didn't press it hard enough, so I missed it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can take a look. I don't know if you have a social media account or you want to email that stuff to the crew, but I'm going to put you on hold, and they can get that information from you. Thank you for your call. We'll put you on hold, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Again, this gentleman was in the bleachers. This is another Chris, but the male Chris. Chris in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So actually I was in bleachers. I was in the seats directly in front of Trump, five rows back.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Just to the right, close to where the lady that was just talking.
So you were right by the hydraulics fluid that sprayed.
Yeah, I think she's describing that as water spraying or something.
So what's your response? What's your take on everything?
Well, I heard two shots, bang, bang, and the second shot hit him in the ear. And they immediately tell him, get on the ground, and he's getting on the ground. And then you hear bang, 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 about seven or eight shots, hard to count them, all together. And a good long time goes by, about 45 minutes, 45 seconds or so, and then you hear one more shot. And then you can hear the Secret Service say the shooter's down, and that's when they help Trump up, and then get him off stage.
Well, you know, I'm curious about something you said, because when I go back and I analyze the audio, it seems like the shooter had like two clusters of shots. The first cluster that were, you know, as good of aim as he could have in the time he figured that he had, that's the one that grazed Trump's ear and definitely hit the bleachers behind Trump from the shooter where our last caller was from, hit that hydraulic system. I'm not sure which shots hit the person that was in the bleachers in front of Trump from the shooter, but it sounds like he gets off two clusters of shots. Then I think you hear the, and I guess this is a mystery. You know, if Secret Service had a press conference, maybe we could ask these questions. But it sounds like after his second cluster, then there's a shot back, which seems like that would be Secret Service firing back, taking him down. And then maybe the shot you're describing 45 seconds later is a second shot from Secret Service. Because there's definitely that, and it's a completely different sound, by the way. It's a totally different sound than the original sounds, than the original shots. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
But see, we don't know. Did Secret Service take one shot? Did they take two shots?
We'll never know. I know I was filming them, and then I just sat down and was taking pictures, and I was watching the Secret Service directly behind Trump on the roof, and they're both looking, you know, watching that direction with binoculars. And then one lays down, and the other one's pretty much on his knee, and they're looking through their scopes. And Trump is pointing at the teleprompter, you know, blending what's on the teleprompter. And I got a picture of him pointing at it, and with those guys in the background. And then he turns, looking at the audience, and he's waving his hand a little bit, and then he looks at the teleprompter again, and you hear, bang, bang. Two shots, clear shots, and he instantly goes down, and then you hear, like, four or five more shots, bang, 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 bang. And people are screaming, and one guy, I go, get down, there's someone shooting. And someone goes, no, they're not, that was the hydraulics, and the speakers fell off. And I'm like, no, that's gunfire.
I mean, this is just so crazy. And look, I mean, some people are familiar with the sounds of gunfire. Some people aren't. But normally, when it's an AR-15, I mean, it's usually undoubtedly gunfire. I mean, there's a distinctive difference between that and a firecracker.
Not a firecracker. I knew instantly it was gunfire. Assumed it was the .22 because I'm not thinking, hey, this guy's like 150 yards away.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to be asking Craig Sawyer, who's got about as much experience as this short of probably Secret Service would, to see what he thinks. Because I mean, again, I'm not claiming to be some ballistics expert. Believe me, I'm not claiming to be some firearms expert. But you know, I've shot guns. I've been to the range, and it just sounded like a .22. I mean, that's what a .22 sounds like.
Yeah, it sounded like a .22 to me. But, you know. Anyways, you there?
Well, what do you think about, I mean, from your perspective, were the shots definitely coming from your left, or did you hear anything from your right, or what do you think about that?
They're absolutely to the left, and I automatically got halfway down on my chair. I have a really bad back. I halfway got off my chair and down on one knee, and I'm kind of trying to duck behind the guy that's standing in front of me, and he's like in total. Some people are in panic, and a lot of people were just kind of in awe and a daze, not knowing what's going on, and just kind of standing there. So it was kind of a trippy experience.
Well, that's what's so crazy too. And I don't know if you listened yesterday, trying to just analyze the response from the crowd. I mean, I do think there's a level of a Trump supporter, a conservative, or maybe even when we're in a group now, that there is a level of resolve, you know, there is a level of resolve there. There's a level of, you know, we're all kind of in this on the same team together. But still, you'd think there'd be some level of panic if there was an AR-15 firing eight shots off into a crowd.
But a lot of people were panicking. There was a lot of people that hit the ground and laid on. There was people right behind me, bawling behind me and crawling on their stomach to try to get out of there. So, yeah, some people were in a panic and some people were just kind of still trying to figure out what happened. You know what I mean?
I'm glad there wasn't some sort of a bum rush that resulted in people getting trampled.
Some people did run. A lot of people in the back probably didn't hear the gunfire and didn't realize, you know, maybe didn't know what was going on. I don't know. Can I say something about I got to say something about the property dividing from where the shooter is supposed to have been on this roof and where we were.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he's actually lined up with bleachers on the left and then Trump and then behind Trump and then to the right of Trump where she was. And they're at an angle. And so the people on the end of the left one and the one on the right bleachers were kind of in line with Trump when they were shooting. And that's why people got shot on both those corners. And the other thing is, it's not a barbed wire fence. It's just a wire fence that's dividing the property where we're at, and then the property, and then there's a little bit of a field, and then those buildings, and it's just a wire fence. And I have pictures of it before we even started. There's only one cop car in there. Whether it was somebody in there or not, I don't know. I don't see any cops or anything over there of any kind. And what's weird is later on when there was more people there, that so that the ground slopes down. So all the people in the back, they're not seeing Trump. There's no way, because the ground slopes down. They could probably see the flag and maybe hear him. But a lot of people are going around that fence and going on that property and walking right up to the right of the stage, and there's a video of it. I see it on.
Yeah, those are the people that recorded and were yelling at police that there was a guy on the roof.
One of my points is, there's still security over there, and none of those people should have been over there, but they're wanting to get a glimpse of Trump, so they're walking over there, and no one's stopping them. So yeah. What was stopping a guy to get on the roof?
No.
It's a total security failure, in my opinion.
Well, and look, I would say, and Chris, I appreciate your call and you sharing your story. This is criminal negligence at the very least. I would say criminal negligence on behalf of Kim Cheadle or whoever was the head of security and securing the grounds that day. Criminal negligence at the least. At the least. I don't see how you can slice this up any other way.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show. beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got Craig Sawyer coming up in 5 minutes. And, I mean, it's short of Secret Service. I'm not sure there's many men I would trust for their expertise to give us an analysis of what happened Saturday past Craig. So really looking forward to hearing from him. I want to take one more eyewitness caller before we do go to Craig. That's Brett, who was there and directly wants to respond to what one of our prior eyewitnesses said. Brett, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? So basically, I want to say that those other two callers who called in and said that they heard shots coming from the opposite direction, that's really what it was like. So you was wondering why nobody was panicking. We all thought that hydraulic crane or whatever that thing was, we all thought that was like kind of malfunctioning. I just don't know why the shots were coming from the other side. That's like, don't you think that's kind of weird?
Well, I'm trying to make sense of all of it. And I mean, okay, let's consider some potentials. Maybe if there were other people involved, maybe it was just setting off firecrackers to distract from the shooter, maybe, or throw off Secret Service. Maybe there was another shooter who was just firing at the hydraulic system to blow that thing up to distract and kind of throw things off. I mean, because but to me, if you look at the victims here, if you look at the people that got shot, it all came from the direction of where the shooter was. And I haven't seen any proof otherwise. So if there was somebody else shooting, maybe it was to hit the hydraulic system to throw it off, or maybe they were throwing firecrackers to throw it off. Hey, maybe Secret Service will tell us in the press conference coming up in, never.
Have you heard anything about, I think her name's Kimberly Cheadle?
Yes, we've covered her extensively. Friend of the Bidens, friend of the Cheneys, a diversity hire in 2022, and deleted the January 6th evidence. Yeah.
Is she taking any sort of responsibility for this? Is anybody calling for her to step down?
So she gave a cable news interview. We played a clip of it earlier. She says the buck stops with her, but she's not resigning and she's not stepping down. It's flagrant at this point that she won't step down. It's disgusting. And so she should be fired, and there needs to be criminal negligence charges, I would say, if not emergency hearings at the least.
I think so, too. And, you know, whenever I was at the rally, one of the things that kind of caught my attention, even before the shooting, was just how many small women or small people in general were, you know, in the outer and inner perimeters of security. I've seen one woman. She was she might have been under 5 foot, but we'll just say she was 5 foot. She almost looked like a child, and I knew something was wrong with security then.
You know, you are. I think we've taken maybe 10 or 12 eyewitness callers, and the one thing that it remains consistent is that everybody upon arrival was suspicious of the lack of security or the state of security. Everybody has been consistent in that conclusion.
Yeah, right off the bat. And, so my girlfriend called in yesterday, and I don't know if you got the note or not, but, we were standing in a group of people. You know, there might have been about, 50 people squeezed into a corner, maybe 100 people. And this lady came by, and she was just dressed like a normal woman. And she's talking to us like she's security or like she's somebody important. She's telling us we have to move out. We have to move out. We stood our ground, but
Did she have a badge or like a placard or any, a lanyard, anything?
Nothing. That's why nobody moved. She didn't look like she was security or anything, but that's how she was acting. She had this, authority about her, you know what I mean? You know, we just kind of thought that maybe she's a Karen or something, but she had this authority about her, she's very sure about herself. She told us we're going to have to move out. And there really was...
Did she warn of danger, or it was just you need to move like a Karen?
Yeah, she was standing on the other side of the gate.
All right, I've got to let you go. We got Craig Sawyer coming up next, folks. You don't want to miss this.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Really honored to be joined here by Craig Sawyer, who's a great American, but he also has extensive security, intelligence, expertise. He's a Navy SEAL. I mean, obviously knows a lot about firearms, ballistics. I mean, you name it. I don't need to introduce Craig to Sawman Sawyer. His reputation precedes him. He joins me now. And Craig, unfortunately, I'm forced to turn to you for some questions here, because we're getting nothing from the FBI. We're getting nothing from Secret Service. Not that I anticipated we would, but this is the situation that we're in. Now, before I ask my questions that I have, that you have more experience than I in the regards to security analysis and ballistics or, you know, those regards, I just want to give you the platform to respond to what we saw Saturday, what you noticed, what's going through your head, Craig Sawyer.
Yeah, well, the first thing that's going through my head is I love my country and I love our people and we want liberty. And there's a man that we see is promising to bring that and who performed very well fiscally when he was in office before. And obviously when a breach of security to this magnitude happens, we start analyzing what the heck allowed that. And having trained military special operations units for high threat mobile security and having worked over in the war zones as an agent in charge for the Department of State diplomatic security service contracts and the intelligence community doing the same thing, there's a lot that I recognized about the security that I witnessed on TV after the fact that I thought, okay, well, this is low level performance. And I've trained people to respond properly in these situations and I've done it myself. And I just see that there is a shameful, level of performance and professionalism there. And my aggravation, Owen, is not at those who are on the ground performing the security. I don't feel any animosity toward them because really the problem as I see it is further up the chain of command. There should have been proper assets allocated to that event. And obviously it wasn't that way. So why was there so little security? Why were there not assets there and someone in charge who had President Trump's best interest in mind to the degree that where they would deploy friendlies on all the major terrain features where we always do? Anytime you've got high ground, this is something I'm sure a lot of your guests have talked about. All the obvious stuff, you put people there, you deny that ground, that territory to the bad guys. You just do. Because you can. And you've got that responsibility. So why was all that responsibility waived, Owen, was what came across me. And I felt a sick feeling in my gut, like this is not possible under any standard operating procedures. So many standards had to be waived and omitted for this to happen. So it's in any catastrophe throughout human history, it's not one thing that causes the entire chain of events to unfold. It is an entire chain of failures that leads to it. If you look at the sinking of any major ship, there's a list of things that have to fail for that ship to go down. And it's the same thing in this case with a young man with a rifle to be able to start spraying and praying upon the president at that really pistol shooting distance for some of us. So it's very upsetting to witness. And then the aftermath of how they covered and evacuated the principal being President Trump was even more concerning. And the fact that his agent in charge did not have control of him and that he was able to stand up and, you know, although I celebrate Owen him standing up and saying fight. And I mean, it's very inspiring and motivating. But if you look at yourself as a bad guy, if you imagine that you're a triangulated pair of snipers and your crosshairs are on him and his head pops back up, all you got to do is break the shot and his head vaporizes. There goes the end of freedom for the United States, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't see anybody else going up against the deep state, going up against all of those who are corrupt and ruining our nation. And he seems to be not bought out, not part of the system. So they hate him and they want him dead. And we are witnessing so many failures in our federal system with the FBI and the Secret Service and even within the CIA. And there are so many things that are betrayals of our country that are so heartbreaking to those of us who have served and protected our nation. And it's heartbreaking, Owen, but it's also angering. So we cannot sit back. We, the citizens, cannot sit back with our hands off the wheel and hope somebody else is going to fix this. We have to assert ourselves now.
Well, there's so much to respond. I want to hone in on a couple things you said here. And imagine, because now they're saying whether we buy it or not that it had anything to do with this, that Iran is, you know, making assassination threats. Well, then why is the border wide open? Okay. How many people from Iran can walk right across the border then and cause problems? But that's just kind of a larger point. You mentioned the high ground. Have you ever seen an instance where there's a high level of security and a high level principle like this, where the high ground, let's say within 200 yards of the venue, is not secured, whether that was the water tower or whether that was the other structure that the guy climbed? Have you ever seen that before?
No. And when I'm walking the detail, if I'm not the agent in charge, meaning the man closest to the principal that is going to protect him and personally cover and evacuate him with my body and command him what to do, I've been a sniper and I carry a long gun and I patrol. And if I see any high ground, I'm going up there. I'm not asking anybody, especially when you're running a high threat detail for a major 4-star admiral or general in a war zone, or a secretary of defense, or these high level profile individuals with a big mission. We've got assets and helicopters and attack helicopters and drones up and all that kind of things. But I don't ask anybody. As a sniper, I just walk up there. I'll climb up on Connex boxes at airports. I'll walk right up on top of military vehicles. I'm not asking anybody. I'm taking command of that space and scanning. I've got binos around my neck. I've got the ammo I need. We got dual comms and we're just making things happen. So when you're responsible for the protection of someone's life, who is a high value person in our national security, you don't cut corners and you don't send them a poorly trained detail that are full of diversity hires instead of people who are the most qualified and capable. And you don't minimize the number of assets that are required to make the scene safe and cause him to be able to conduct business without being gunned down. So no, I haven't seen it like that, Owen. And if, let's just say you and I were running a detail and we didn't have enough personnel, we're like, man, we can't afford anybody to get up on that building over there. Well, shit, we would ask local police to go up there. Sir, ma'am, can you guys go up and occupy that rooftop? Because that's right in our face and it's a major concern. It's a major terrain advantage. Will you please deny anyone access to that well in advance of the day?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's another important access. That's another important aspect, excuse me, is just denial of access. This guy should not have had access to anywhere near that building, let alone the time to set up a ladder and climb it.
Yeah. It's all true. And then I've heard, you know, and as a federal criminal investigator, which is another school I've been through and another job that I've had, they teach us to consider all aspects, consider the totality of the circumstances, and wait until you know quite a bit about all the different pieces of evidence from the different witnesses and all the forensic evidence before you really start to formulate your opinion. So I'm going to slow roll what I is going to declare happened, but there's just so many red flags that go up. It doesn't seem possible that this was just even just gross negligence. I think it's worse than gross negligence. And I think we the people deserve a very strong and thorough and swift investigation on what the heck happened there. Because you have normal everyday American citizens going, that's wrong. That's not allowed. That shouldn't be allowed to happen. Everybody knows better than that. You don't even have to be an expert. So where's the investigation? Where's the ransacking of these agencies that failed? What's going on with Mayorkas and his denial of RFK Jr. and Trump's, you know, adequacy for the details that they need? This is just political weakness, and we're supposed to be more professional and more ethical than that in our country. But the political divide has gotten so great and the vitriol on the left is so bad that they want people in harm's way. When you listen to the rhetoric of what they're peddling, putting Trump in the crosshairs and these kinds of things, you realize they're not sorry that it happened. You can watch their social media feeds and see that they're not sorry that somebody tried to kill him. So where does that leave the general American populace who wants freedom and liberty? We want peace. We want to be able to vote for people that we believe are going to serve us best with free and fair elections. And the fact that that's not going to be allowed to happen is becoming more glaring to even the slowest sleepwalkers. Yep. At the back of the pack, the mental stragglers that still don't get it. I don't see any reason to suspect corruption. It's like, what planet are you on lately?
Well, this was definitely a wake-up call, I would say. Craig Sawyer is our guest, a Navy SEAL, security expert, the founder of VetsForChildRescue.org, TacticalInsider.com. I want to get into some more specifics here. What about the comms? How could it be, and maybe you have some direct knowledge of this, but how could it be that they don't have comms enough where there's a guy on the roof and they might say, oh, well, we don't know if it's ours or not. And okay, so is that even possible for them to not know if that's one of theirs or not? And then second of all, what would the protocols be? Let's say they do see the guy on the roof with the gun. Do they have to get the green light to fire, or is the green light presumed?
All good questions. So with the comms, you can have any of a number of different units and agencies involved there. So there are concentric rings of security. So those closest to the high value individual, usually if it's a Secret Service detail, you're going to have Secret Service detail that work with him or her most closely all the time and have command of him and who they will, the client will respond to immediately under threat. And then you have adjacent units. Then you'll have uniformed Secret Service, and then you'll have local police and these kinds of things as you get further, from the principal. And so each of those agencies may have their own comms. They may have their own frequencies, and depending on who's briefing and in control of that day and that detail, they may or may not be on the same frequency. And if they are all in the same frequency, it's going to sound like a super highway of everybody talking and saying, hey, check over here. I see something under this trash can, blah, blah, blah. There's too much, right? If you've got hundreds of people on the net, somebody's going to have to go, hey, clear the net. We got real comms to make. So that you can have people on different channels. And it could be, Owen, that local law enforcement may have been trying to call and say, hey, we got a guy on the roof. You know, is that okay? Or do you want me to cuff him? Or if I go up there to cuff him, is your counter snipers going to shoot me? I mean, these things happen. But again, if there's the proper leadership and personnel assigned to this, all of that gets worked out well in advance. And the briefing happens well before game day. And then on game day, everybody knows who's on what frequency, and it's coordinated. And people that see something know how to say it and report it to whomever they need. Now, the counter sniper.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Let me hone in on one more thing before we get into the green light or not, because, okay, you know, you have, again, I called on you to come on today because you've got as much experience as anybody I know. I mean, short of Secret Service dealing with high level security. And I mean, I've seen this. I've been a principal. I've been to high security events. And so I know the questions to ask. I've seen the levels of preparation, including with communications, just with the security teams that I've dealt with for big events, small events. I've seen the preparation. I've seen the coordination. Experts know how to do it and they get it done, period.
Yeah.
But so let's just say that there is this, maybe there is kind of an order here of these communications needing to go down. We've got 2 minutes, I would say, or let's just be a little favorable. Let's say 1 minute from when local police know there's a guy on the roof to when the guy fires a shot. Is 60 seconds enough time for these rings of communication to work themselves out to get to the sniper to take the guy down?
Well, it should be, you know, encryption's another thing. So if you're on a Secret Service detail, you're going to be running encrypted radio. So bad guys can't just turn the knob and listen to your comms, hopefully. And local law enforcement, probably not encrypted. So there's one barrier to interagency communications that's potential. So would 1 minute be enough? I don't know. But I tell you this, you should have adequate counter sniper manning and coverage so that when someone pops up on a roof, not 160 yards from you, but 2,000 yards. Look, I shot a 24-inch group, Owen, at 3,080 yards with a rifle that wasn't mine, that the scope didn't even go up to that level of elevation. I had to hold the stadia line at the bottom of the scope, and it was 0 degrees, and I only got to shoot 3 shots. 24-inch group at 3,080 yards. So you have to, as a counter sniper, you've got to be scanning out there pretty far, and you've got to have command of the terrain between the threat and as far out as anybody can conceivably shoot. So 160 yards, man, you've just got to be able to have visual of that, because you're up there scanning mostly with binos until you need to be on the rifle. But if you see someone coming up there and they start to raise a rifle toward the principal, toward the president in this case, you've got to be able to vaporize him. You have to be able to break that shot and stop the threat. You can't be calling for someone who's worried about their career and wants to consider a bunch of other things. How will this be for my promotion? And look, the sniper understands whether or not he's looking at a threat, somebody preparing to shoot the president.
Yeah, and this leads to the question of the green light.
Yeah, he has to be cleared hot as soon as the president's on scene. Hey, president's out of the helicopter. President's out of the aircraft. He's out of the limo. He's on scene. The snipers have to be cleared hot. If your snipers, if you don't trust them to clear them hot, you shouldn't put them up there, because you're setting them up for failure. They have to be qualified and trained and trusted to the degree that where, hey, gents, he's on deck. You know, snipers are cleared hot. And, you know, I tell you what, if you're just going to get within reach of any president and you're going to pull out a long rifle and start pointing it toward him, well, you're going to die of stupidity that day, because your head needs to vaporize. That's just how it has to be. Everybody knows that. So why is this young man fumbling around up there with people saying saw him crawling around for 3 or 4 minutes with his rifle flopping around before he started just opening fire?
Yeah. Now we're learning he had a rangefinder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense that you know, someone that means to kill somebody would bring a rangefinder. So he was up there too long, shouldn't have been up there to begin with. And when the counter snipers saw him, they should have been able to just vaporize his cranium and evacuate that cranial space instantly, because that's why they're there. They know how to do it. They're trained to do it. So why weren't they cleared hot? So why were they, if there was an order to stand down, or if there was a failure to give the green light, that's a problem. That's a problem that needs to be investigated when we, the people, need answers. And now we don't need to know all the tactics and how these units do their stuff, but internally that needs to be unscrewed. That needs to be corrected so that it is effective in the future, because we almost lost our president. And it's not acceptable. It was a clown show. It was a goat rope. But again, I'm not talking about the people that were on deck doing their best, but they deserve better training, better coordination, better preparation, more training time, better quality instruction and preparation, and there need to be more of them, and they need to be authorized to do their thing from the beginning when it needs to be done. So it's a leadership problem is what I see, Owen. It's
well, and you know, just because let's add the weight to this. President Trump was a millisecond and a millimeter from losing his head right in front of the American people, but at least three others were shot, including one fatally. There were fatalities. There was a man killed. So this is criminal negligence to me at the very least. So, okay, we're happy. Obviously, President Trump didn't get shot. Others did, one fatally. I mean, let's not forget about this. This
a beautiful soul, Owen. I mean, when you listen to his daughter talk about how he risked his life, he threw his wife and his daughter down and covered them with his body and gave his life for them. He's dead because of this.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying right there. Right there alone. I mean, there should have been hearings on Monday and we're distracted with the RNC, but the hearing should have already began because this criminal negligence did result in a death. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was another great American, a firefighter who had a family. So there was a death and others got shot.
I agree. It should never have happened.
Now, have you ever heard a more ridiculous excuse than we didn't put them on the roof because of a slope?
No, that's a mockery. That's insulting. The counter sniper was up on a roof with a slope. And it looked like a more steep slope than what the other shooter was on. So that doesn't wash. There's no merit to that claim whatsoever. In fact, it's insulting, and I think it's a mockery of our Secret Service. And I feel sorry. I do feel bad for the professionals in our Secret Service that have to put up with this gross mismanagement from their headship. I feel bad for them.
And you know, that's what is also so sad about this. If you look at the trust in these American bureaucracies and the federal bureaucracies, they're all at an all-time low. Nobody trusts any of them. I mean, you name the alphabet bureaucracy, nobody trusts it. Secret Service was probably the last one that had any level of trust. Secret Service was probably the last one that people didn't have just distrust or even disdain for. Well, after Saturday, I think that's changed. I don't know a single alphabet bureaucracy now that has any trust, and now even the Secret Service.
Well, I still have a lot of, I'm fond of the U.S. Marshals Service. I think they're still doing a lot of great work. And, you know, there are still holdouts in a lot of these agencies, Owen, but they're demoralized, by gross mismanagement. Same thing I saw in the Air Marshal Service. A guy from the top of the FBI came in there and just demoralized everybody. He was a bureaucrat and he didn't understand warriors and people who were there to stop terrorists from flying planes into buildings. And all he did was destroy their careers. And it was just bad. So the problem, the culture, Owen, within our federal government is weak charactered people promote the weak. They do not promote the strong-charactered people because they don't want to be asked hard questions about why they're not performing their duties better. So they perform, they promote the weak to surround themselves with yes men and women so that they're comfy and they care more about their personal job and their paycheck than they do the security of the American people. And it brings about an important point where we have to throw off this ridiculous lie of political correctness. It has always been a psych job against us anyway.
It's total cancer. It's total cancer. Craig, I'm up against a break. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I got a couple more questions about the details of that day. I want to get your expertise. Craig Sawyer is our guest. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
My guest is Craig Sawyer, Navy SEAL, security expert, founder of VetsForChildRescue.org, TacticalInsider.com. We're breaking down Saturday's assassination attempt and the radical failures that happened. By the way, this is breaking now, way late, but here it is. Oversight Committee Chair to subpoena Secret Service Director for testimony on Trump assassination attempt. Again, a day late, but okay, here it is. So we'll see what comes of that. Now, Craig, I want to ask you about, and if you need a point of reference on this, let me know. We can have the crew pull up the video. But I'm curious if you can give us a sound analysis as far as what firearm you think was used. They're saying it was an AR-15. The people that were there and I mean, myself included, say that's not what it sounds like, but I want to get your take on it. If you want us to play the audio, we can. I'm sure you've heard it, but I mean, what do you think about the audio of the shots fired?
Well, just from my first hearing it, just on my phone, scanning videos that were posted on social media, it did sound like the high pitch crack of a 5.56 round. So it made sense to me that it would have come from a rifle like an AR-15. So I didn't think it was out of place, but a lot of people, they need to recognize the difference between the report of the rifle. So when you're near a rifle and it fires, there's one sound, the detonation of that gunpowder that sends the bullet out of the weapon. But then when you're further away and that round passes by you, there's a high pitched sonic crack, what's breaking the sound barrier. And it sounds like a high pitched, really loud snap over your head. And like a cracking sound. So it's different, and that can throw some people off. And that's why I think people were saying that maybe it's sounded like firecrackers, because it's a little bit that way. And there's also something, especially when you're in urban terrain or if there's a lot of big heavy vehicles around, there's a lot of echo. So when those sonic cracks come overhead, they'll echo off of different buildings and vehicles, and it can sound like more rounds are happening are flying in than there are. And it can also sound like they're coming from different directions. So it can be very difficult to ID the threat and the direction when you have those types of barricade or barrier materials that audio can echo off of. And it can be very confusing. So it doesn't surprise me that people have different ideas on what they heard and what it sounds like, because you're hearing different things. The report of the rifle, that's going to be somewhat delayed from 160 yards, and you're going to hear that immediate sonic crack as those 5.56 projectiles snap overhead, still at supersonic speeds.
So you could see potentially, and I was alluding to this earlier, you know, at least one or two shots rang right by Trump, so that means right by the microphone, and I'm thinking maybe the microphone picks up that sonic boom of the round going by it, and maybe that goes over the speakers, and maybe that's why people were confused at the direction of the fire.
That's a really good point, Owen. I've got a friend that's an expert witness on capital murder cases, and he does all the audio analysis. He's got this giant computer bank that does all this really sophisticated stuff with the audio, and I've learned a bit from him, but I think that's a very astute observation on your point, because that mic, when it picks it up, then it amplifies it through the system. And depending on how much bass and adjustment was made to that that audio system, those rounds could have sounded like 50 cal rounds coming through those big speakers, you know, further back. And then does that echo back? And yeah, that could change things significantly as far as what you're hearing, the acoustics on the scene.
Now, how much have you been able to kind of analyze the shooter and the path of the bullets and then also the sound? From my analysis, I have no reason to believe there was more than one shooter. Some people that were there have different opinions based off what they heard. I'm not discounting their eyewitness testimony, but from my research, it looks like, yeah, there was one shooter, the path of all the bullets, the people that got hit, and it looks like, yeah, that's where the shots were coming from. Have you been able to do any analysis like that? Does it make sense, the shooter, the path of the bullets, who was hit, the hydraulic system hit? Does that all add up to you?
I haven't done a careful analysis because I've been really busy working, you know, child rescue cases with our Veterans for Child Rescue mission. So, but I've been watching a few of the videos and looking at some of the imagery I got from, let me just say, teammates of mine, very early imagery of the terrain. And like, here's where the guy was and here's where the stage was. And we started having a team chat about that within the SEAL community about, hey, what's going on? And we saw that something was very, very wrong. So no, I haven't really analyzed that very, very carefully. It does make sense though, from what I have seen. I'd have to look closer to see if there's anything that's counter to what they tell us happened, but I haven't seen anything from my personal limited experience on this analysis that there's anything else. But look, 60 years ago, they used a triangulation and they used multiple shooters and, on President Kennedy. So
yeah,
why would they not do that now if it was a coordinated hit?
And it was the FBI that covered it up. How coincidentally they're in charge of this investigation.
Yeah, and I mean, we won't know unless we get a legitimate investigation. So it won't do to have a bureau that's investigating the attempted murder of a man that they've been targeting for years. They've been raiding his home on bogus charges and cooking up false accusations against him and railroading charges through on him. And I mean, nobody trusts them to do a good faith investigation and get to the bottom of this. So we need help, man. Our culture and our federal system is in deep disrepair and disarray. It's in the abyss right now.
And this just adds to it, you know? I mean, this just...
It does.
How difficult is this shot, Craig? And I'll try to give you a better understanding of it since you haven't really looked into all the details. I mean, basically, the shooter has to find his way through a bleachers in front of him. There's kind of a tree right there. It doesn't look like it interferes him, but it does interfere the U.S. snipers. There's a system holding up a speaker. There's another system that looks to be holding up some electronics and the video board. But he's able to get through that. And then I guess it's about maybe a 5 to 10 foot range, down range of the three people that were hit, the individual in the front bleacher, Trump, and then the individual in the back bleacher. How difficult of a shot is this? Is this something an amateur can pull off with just a few weeks of practice? Is this something that takes an expert level of riflemanship? How hard is that shot?
Oh, and if you told me, hey, Craig, I've got a daughter and she's 12 and she wants some long rifle training, I could teach her to do this shot in 10 or 15 minutes. She'd be able to hit and do that. So it's a very easy shot. And that's what gives me the impression that this guy is a patsy, this shooter. I don't see why he would have an agenda to kill President Trump. Doesn't make sense. So I do wonder whose control he was under and what the scene was. So I'd be very curious to learn what comes out of his phone, what comes out of the investigation of who he was around and who put him up to this and all the coordination that went into clearing the corridor to allow him to be in that position so blatantly close and within such an easy shot. So I'm surprised that he missed, Owen. And,
well, I mean, it's crazy you say that because, I mean, he hit the ear, but I'm sure you've seen, I mean, a millisecond was the difference between life and death for Donald Trump.
I believe that was divine intervention. I really do. I believe that God Almighty means for this man to get back in office and start draining the swamp. And I pray that he does literally and genuinely start purging our federal government of all the corruption that we're witnessing. Cause it is heartbreaking. We love our country. We want legitimacy. I'll tell you one thing that I did see immediately when I was watching those that were handling the president as an agent in charge. When you are the one that is most responsible for
Craig,
covering,
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm up against a break. Hold that thought.
Yeah, no
I want you to hold that thought about being an agent in charge. And then I got one more question for you. We got one more segment left with Craig Sawyer. We appreciate his time today. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I've also got more eyewitnesses on the line that we're going to go to as well, folks. We're not going to let Saturday disappear. They want us to think about other stuff. No way.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, back here on the Infowars War Room, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com. Last segment, Craig Sawyer. We're going back to eyewitnesses from the rally on Saturday. Craig was cut off by the break talking about being the agent in charge, responding to what he'd seen in response to after Trump got shot. And then I also got one last question for him. So Craig, you were cut off by the break. Pick it up where you left off.
Well, what I saw was a lack of coordination between the principal and his AIC. So as the AIC, you're the person that's most responsible for putting hands on that person who's to be protected and directing them out of harm's way should there be any sort of threat. So usually as an AIC, you're arm's distance of the client and or the protectee, the principal. And you stay there and you try to stay unobtrusive, out of their way, and let them be who they are and do what they want to do. But you're scanning everybody's hands and you're watching, and you're the closest one that's going to grab them and evacuate them if something goes on. So the rest of the detail around him, some are going to face the threat and engage the threat, and they're going to stop the bad guys. Other ones are going to collapse in around you and make what we call a body bunker. And they're going to use their bodies to cover and shield you as you guide him or her to safety. And that takes a relationship between the agent in charge, the AIC, and the principal. And I always brief them, sir, ma'am, here's what's going to happen if there's a threat upon your life. I will never be in your way. But if I put hands on you and I begin barking orders and command you to follow my direction, you have to do it. There can't be any hesitation or argument, because you could very well die right then and right there. So I will never touch you unless I need to. And when I need to, I'm in charge. So when I grab you, here's how I'm going to do it. Here's how it works. And I physically rehearse with them, because again, with us doing this with big details in for the State Department in war zones, we have to have it right, because things go boom and shots come in all the time. So we get very good at this. Then again, in the intelligence community, it's done a little bit different way. but still very, very effective and immediate. And so I developed that relationship with them, and as any good AIC does, so that whenever there's something like that, there's an immediate intervention. That AIC will superimpose his body between the threat and the target, and command that target, that person, the protectee, into safety. And that could be any of a number of things depending on where they are and what's going on. But the agent in charge is going to know exactly what he's going to do. And I saw a complete breakdown of that. I saw her, someone, you could hear him in the audio saying, okay, on me, ready, ready, go. That team should have evacuated the principal right then and right there. Somebody was on it and had a plan, was ready to go. The rest of the team didn't follow that leader, whoever's making that call. So that was a breakdown there. And again, I'm not beating up on them. Shots were coming in. They're high stress and all that. I'm saying they deserved better training and better coordination so that it went the way that it does for us over in the war zones when we have to do this all the time. So I saw that they didn't get up, and then they didn't get up, and then they didn't get up. I'm like, somebody commanded you to get him up and move him to the limo, and that, and you, and he should have been wheels up and out of there by now. So they're still sitting there. I'm like, man, this is bad. Then the president, and I don't blame him, he wanted to get his shoes, but you know what? He shouldn't have been allowed to get his shoes. He should have been gone, and someone else should have been bringing his shoes. You don't stay there for your shoes, and you sir. And I celebrate him saying, yeah, fight, fight. It's an inspiring, it's an iconic thing. God bless him. That's great. But again, he shouldn't have been allowed to do that. Somebody should have had command of him and moved him. We, the people, we, the public should have never seen him again. Once he went down, and thank God he ducked down on his own, smart call, right choice. From there, they should have covered him, done a quick assessment, making sure he was ambulatory and not hit, and then evacuated him with cover to that limo and then moved off the X. But that didn't happen. And that's not necessarily their fault. How many days of training, how many weeks and months of training were they allowed? Did they even know each other? Had that team coordinated together? Were they just thrown together? Were they all borrowed from other agencies? I don't know. So that's what I saw, is just a lack of the command presence and the coverage and all the directions and 360 degree command of that space that you would expect from a high threat mobile security team. So God bless those.
And then it's also interesting, the woman in front of him is not even tall enough to block him. I mean, that's really the only reason why we're able to see him, is because she's like 5 foot five and he's at least 6 foot. I mean, what about the instance? Cause I'm sure, and again, what you're talking about here just remains true. I mean, you can still see too much of him. So I mean, yeah, he wants to pound his fist and that's great. We got an iconic moment, but it's still the failure that you're talking about. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm sure he was kind of dazed and confused, probably lost hearing in his right ear. I mean, he probably may even have hearing damage. So, I mean, in a confusing moment like that, he's supposed to go with his agent in charge and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. He shouldn't have been allowed to do what he wanted. I respect his wish to do the fist pump. That AIC should have had a relationship with him that was such to where he laid hands on him, started moving him, checked him, and commanded him to follow his lead and guided him very swiftly to safety.
Yeah. And again, because you have experience with that. I have some limited experience with that. And there's times where I'll kind of, you know, go against my security's best wishes. But then there's also, like you said, the important aspect is having the relationship. So there's times where I'm like, okay, they want me out here. I'm done. I'm laying all my wishes and desires down. I'm on their call. And then there's some other times where I'll be a little stubborn and obstinate. But it's all about relationship, and it's all about everybody having a feel for what's going on. And yeah, it seems like these things were lacking. I've got limited time left, and you can get back into this if your next answer is short, but I'm just curious because you said this in the last segment. When you say you think the shooter was a patsy, can you expand on that?
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he was prepared to do this. And it seemed like a low quality, if you're talking about assassins, obviously a low quality assassin. There's not a hardened young man with any significant training or preparation. So if you're going to send somebody to assassinate somebody, if you want to be successful, seems like to me you'd send someone that's very highly trained and hardened and prepared at problem solving and persevering and overcoming challenges and getting past that and carrying out the task anyway. That's why Navy SEALs are so well trained. We're prepared to solve the problem. Whatever the bad guy is that we want to go away, they're going to go away. Whatever the thing is we want to break, it's going to get broken. Whatever we want to recover, we're going to bring it back. So we're trained to override and overcome all these challenges that pop up. So he doesn't seem prepared to do much of anything, and he couldn't even make a 160-yard shot, roughly. So I think because it's obvious that so many people in high places want President Trump dead, I think this guy, there was, to them, a throwaway. Now, he's a soul, and he's precious to the Father. He did a horrible thing, but he's dead now, and I don't know how that's looking, but I wouldn't wish anybody to lose their life, but if you're going to raise a weapon towards our president, you have to lose your life. That's the way that needs to go. But
do you think he was set up to do this? Do you think he was acting alone?
And that's why I don't think we'll see a good faith investigation, because of the corruption, Owen. I would expect this guy to have handlers and been put up to this and probably on psychotropic drugs and a list of other things that we've seen that are kind of standard for this kind of, you know, crazy active shooter that on the heels of it, immediately we have the left come out going, we got to take your guns. How convenient. Active shooter went crazy and they never address the causation of why this young man is so broken. And a broken home, psychotropic drugs, and all these kind of things that they don't address. They just want to go after the tool that he used, the object. Well, it's not the object. Well, I've grown up surrounded with those objects, and nobody I know ever shot anyone else. So it's the culture. It's a dark heart that kills other humans. It's not an inanimate object. So I had a famous quarterback from Dallas's son connect me to President Trump's security detail before he got in the first time, and they were going to have me train their guys and prepare them to a very high level before he went into the president. Apparently, he was going to use his own detail, and I don't know if he's what he's planning on doing now, but I would encourage him to have good people around him. I mean, we want
people he trusts, people he knows.
Yes, because the stakes are high, and the tensions are high, and the hostility has never been greater. And I hope he's not still naive to the fact that they want him dead and they have a very dark direction they want to take our country. And we need fighters, and we need someone who will get in there and drain the swamp and purge our system of this corruption. Nothing else matters. I don't care what their ticket is or, hey, we're going to do this for industry or economy. None of that matters, because if you don't drain the swamp and get rid of all the crooks that are running everything in our system, they're just going to reverse it and make it even worse as soon as he's out of office next time. So nothing matters more than draining the swamp. Nothing.
Yeah, the Vivek Ramaswamy interview yesterday, he said we need to gut 75% of the federal bureaucracies. I would say that's a good start. Craig, just do a short 5 more minutes, because I want to expand on the Patsy thing, because I think there's another interesting and important aspect of this I want to get your opinion on. 5 more minutes with Craig Sawyer. Don't go anywhere.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not
for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, 5 more minutes here with Craig Sawyer. We appreciate his time. I had to dig into one more thing talking about this patsy and the significance in his eyes of the reports that he had his van loaded with explosives, apparently a remote detonation device just outside of the event, and then apparently more bomb-making materials at home. Craig, when you hear that, what comes into your mind?
Unlikely, right? Where's a 20-year-old young man going to get explosives? Especially one who's not, you know, been in the military or in a criminal network or otherwise have any history or connection to serious violence. That's very stunning. There, that to me indicates that somebody with, in high places, connected them to that. Now it depends on what kind of explosives. Are they military explosives? Are they mining explosives? What kind of charges are they? What are the lot numbers? Where'd they come from? You know, that's part of the investigation I'd like to know as an American citizen. Okay. What was the routing? How did this young man get a hold of some explosives? Maybe he's got an uncle that's in construction and he has to have it or something like that. But, I don't know a lot of people that just have explosives in their car, Owen. I think that's, an indication that somebody with some significance and some pull, prepared him and loaded him up with some things and, put him up to it.
Yeah,
that's
certainly.
Just my gut instinct without knowing more.
Yeah, I would agree that it would appear again that this is not a lone actor considering this, but it also makes you wonder, and I pitch this back to you. Well, what is he even thinking? What is he thinking in this moment where, well, he's gonna detonate the vehicle or he's gonna blow something up after he shoots the president? I mean, it doesn't add up. I mean, he had to know whether he gets the shot off or not. He wasn't leaving the venue. And if he wasn't wise enough to realize that, then again, you go back to clearly he's not acting alone. He couldn't have pulled this off if he's that dumb.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work in concert. I don't know what he was thinking there. I mean, he could have used it as a diversion, but I mean, there goes your van. But I guess if you're looking to give your life, sacrifice yourself anyway, then who cares about your car? So I really wouldn't want to speculate. There's a lot of things I'm sure I could come up with, dream up all kinds of scenarios because Navy SEALs, we're creative, man. We come up with all kinds of stuff, but I wouldn't want to cause any confusion. You know, I want the American people to know whatever it was that did happen. And so, I mean, he could have, one of his options might have been to drive the van into harm's way and to detonate it and harm a lot of people or get it close somehow to the president. If he thought he might have that opportunity, maybe that's why he had the explosives in the vehicle. I don't know how, it, you know, was the vehicle wired? Were they ready to go? Were they ready to detonate? Did he have a remote where he could detonate it? Or did he have to pull some sort of time fuse and detonate that more manually? I don't know any of that. So.
Well, and that's the problem is,
what he would have been up to.
That's the problem is still no press conference and no signs of when a press conference will happen. But you know, even if there was, Craig, the problem is that you're not going to be there asking questions. I'm not going to be there asking questions. You're going to have dolts from the mainstream media there asking worthless questions or too afraid to ask real questions. And so unfortunately I really feel at this point, that's why I'm not letting it go. I really feel at this point it's proof at this point. Yeah. It's up to the American people to keep this thing alive, to ask the questions and try as best we can to figure out what happened here, because we're getting nothing from Secret Service of any value. We're getting nothing from the FBI of any value. If it wasn't for individuals there recording videos, reporting from the scenes, talking to one another, then we would know nothing. We would literally know nothing. And if not for Elon Musk purchasing X, they'd probably just censor all of this off that platform. Craig Sawyer, appreciate your time as always. VetsForChildRescue.com. Keep up the great work there, and God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you, Owen. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you're not going to get much more of a better expert than Craig Sawyer on this stuff. So we're really appreciative for him to share his knowledge and expertise. When we come back, we still have some other eyewitnesses on the line that want to talk about what they saw that day.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And I'll make another prediction. If the judge on July 11th orders him clapped in irons and sent to Rikers Island, he raises $1 billion in one day. And then $500 million every consecutive day after that, as long as he's in jail. But there's the problem. They're going to kill Trump in jail. They're going to poison him in there. There's no doubt they want him dead. I mean, my God, it'd be crazy enough to know that. Poisonous food, like Jeffrey Epstein. You know, they choked him to death, broke his neck in three places. Coroner said he was looked like foul play, looked like murder. But the national media said, no, that's not the case. Bill Barr said it was. He hung himself on the paper bed sheets. He was on a suicide watch. All the cameras turned off on accident. They charged the cops that let it happen, but later dropped it. Hey, guys, we're going to charge you. You know, the money's in the Swiss bank account. Don't worry. They dropped those charges. So everybody that thinks we're out of the woods on this, we need to pray for Trump. He needs to watch what he's eating. He knows that. They want to poison his food. He's well aware of that, or water, or Diet Coke. And if they kill Trump, that's when they're going to stage the massive terror attacks and blame it on Trump supporters. To then say, well, somebody killed him and, you know, now they're doing this as evil supporters. Now we got to get them. And that's why they want me off the air during this period. So that I'm not able to war game all this and get this out. But you don't worry. You're pretty little head, CIA. Unless you do a total internet kill switch, which I know you're going to pull during this, you're not going to stop me talking. Plus, I'm going to live in people's heads, and people are going to record this broadcast right now. Just like I told you, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center using hijacked jets and blame bin Laden. And I said, call the White House on TV and radio. And by the way, everybody's seen the July 25th broadcast? Chase Geyser, using AI, has scanned through a bunch of the shows. He's got me in March of that year. Saying that. It's not about, you know, how early I did it. It's just that some people say, oh, well, you didn't predict this first. Yeah, people said they're going to do terror attacks and blame bin Laden. I said they're going to fly planes to the World Trade Center and blame him. Nobody predicted that but me. And we're not trying to keep score here. I'm just saying, listen to me.
So that was Alex Jones last month warning of an attempted assassination against Trump. And he's been warning for a while. And I know it's like putting something down and then forgetting where you put it or you can't find it. But I'm almost positive I heard it. It's like, oh, I know I put that there. Why can't I find it? But I'm like 99% positive, and I've got a pretty good memory, a photographic memory. What do you call it if you have like an audiographic memory? I'm 99% positive Alex Jones was on an X Spaces with the Krasenstein brothers talking about a potential assassination about a month or so ago. And
Alex, don't talk about that. You need to stop saying that. Trump's not going to be assassinated. That's just so inappropriate. You should not talk about Trump's assassination.
So, I mean, it's impossible to find stuff on X Spaces. And that's not really my forte, but I know I heard that. But regardless, we have other broadcasts, and they've scanned through other broadcasts and seen him predicting it, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that InfoWars is next year's news today on so many issues. And it's not fear-mongering, it's living in reality. Now, here's another reality. We need to fund things here to keep us on the air as long as possible. And so InfoWarsStore.com is the way to do that, and we've got great products. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got a big sale going on right now, and including some of my favorite products are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One in particular that sells out all the time. It's hard to even keep it in stock. Probably be sold out again soon. And that's Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't implore you enough to try this. In fact, what I want to do here, just to really, cause I say this, but let me just show you the proof. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you pull up the label there. And guys, give me the label of all the vitamins and minerals in here. Cause I say this when I plug it, but this is the real deal. Why do I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning? Because it's more than 100% my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. As you can see right there on the supplement facts, right there. And that's just some. There's things in there that you just don't get in your diet that is so important. Like glycine, like NAC, like L-glutamine, L-arginine. I mean, it's just boron. Are you thinking about boron? I mean, it's not much, but it's something. You get any boron at all? Very important for different health aspects. So this thing is just so important. Biotin. I mean, it's just incredible. We've just packed this one scoop. It's just incredible. One scoop. Of Turbo Force Plus, more than 100% your daily value of so many things. So many things. A lot of things you're likely deficient in. All in one scoop, ladies and gentlemen. And it tastes great. I like to mix it with juice every morning. Mix it up. And then I use it to chase down my morning supplements like DNA Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. So, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that built this. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. You know, I'd like to think I'm a pretty good talk show host. I'm good at talking into this mic and stream of consciousness and preparing a show. It's not for the crew behind me. It's not anywhere near as good as it is. I promise you that. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com, not just to keep me on the air, but to keep the great crew behind me, which is just as imperative to this transmission. And don't forget, big sale, up to 60% off top-selling products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important that you support us there. All right, let me kind of reset things here as we're in the final hour and I have other eyewitnesses. Look, I still got a bunch of video clips on my list. I got RNC clips. I've got more from Joe Biden now fumbling and slurring through interviews. He forgets what year it is. Yes, that's how bad it is. He's speaking in Las Vegas at the NAACP. I mean, folks, just complete gibberish now. I'm just not going to play those today. I want to prioritize this assassination coverage still because it's just stunning to me. This isn't the main story still. And so I get it. Biden not knowing how to talk is a shiny object over here. And I get it. And the RNC and all the stuff over here is another shiny object. And it's like, it's all these shiny objects and that's fine. We're not going to get, I don't believe, an honest investigation into the assassination attempt, and I got a lot of questions still. So what do? I go to the experts, I go to the eyewitnesses. Now, at some point, I'll probably cover some of this other news, because, I mean, there's some of this is big news. And maybe I'll do a response to J.D. Vance, maybe I'll talk about this other talking points and narratives coming out of the RNC, and maybe I'll get some of these video clips, a big clip from RFK Jr., and some of the other developments. But this is the issue. I'm not dropping this. somebody, we know people want Donald Trump dead. We know people at the highest levels of power want Donald Trump dead. They just tried to kill him. We were within 1 millimeter and 1 millisecond. And still nothing from the FBI, nothing from the Secret Service, other than complete bullcrap. So no, I'm not dropping this. No, I'm not looking over here and playing the 10,000th video of Joe Biden not knowing how to talk, forgetting what year it is. No, I'm not going to go over here and obsess over the RNC speakers, which, by the way, no one's going to remember who they are in a year from now. Who spoke at the 2016 RNC? Can you tell me? No, nobody remembers. Donald Trump nearly got assassinated. That's the important story. I want to go back to eyewitnesses. And so this is just incredible. More have called in. I'm going to go to the ones that have been holding the longest. So let's start with Sean. Eyewitness there at the rally. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was at the rally. I was to the left of Trump. There was a large tractor over there. And I started hearing, it sounded like fireworks going off. And I happened to look up, and there was a guy in the stands. Furthest thing to the right, the very end of the stand, looked like he was dancing. And you can hear ting, 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 ting. But it also sounded like there was shots coming from behind, too, because it sounded like somebody, first I thought somebody let off the fireworks. But it did sound like firecrackers.
So do you, because we just had Craig Sorrow, do you think that could have been the sound of the bullet whizzing by with that popping sound?
It's a possibility, but there was a trailer behind the stands, and it sounded like something was hitting that from behind me.
Now, would that make sense? Would that make sense based off where the shooter was and where the bullets were coming from, that it was his bullets hitting that? Because it was kind of right there in his sight line.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Because, I was almost directly across from him, and I assume that's where he was firing from. But I did see an article where they were saying that there was three weapons that were fired.
Well, and I don't know if you saw earlier, because we did show a new video today that shows the first shots cleared Trump and hit the bleachers that, if you're facing Trump, to the right of Trump, two people got hit, the bleachers got hit. You can actually see the bullets hitting the steel frame. One hit the hydraulic system that was holding up the speakers. And so we know that those bullets cleared Trump and then hit those bleachers, hit those people, hit that hydraulic frame.
I did see that. That's probably what I saw when I could hear it, because there was a guy up there, like, looked like he was dancing, he was moving, like dodging something. And I thought he threw firecrackers down on the ground. That's how close it was, and it sounded like a whole pack went off.
So this is strange to me, because it's the same thing I'm hearing from the eyewitnesses. From the audio, again, it sounds like maybe 8 shots were fired at Trump before Secret Service took him out. Are you saying you think it was more?
I think it was more.
And I wonder if there's something to that, or if there's not some other anomaly like an echo or the microphone picking up the bullets whizzing by. But you're not the only one that said that. In fact, pretty much everybody said that.
Wherever I was standing, that's where the Secret Service rolled up with the president. And, you know, we knew when he was coming, because you could see all the vehicles coming out. And I had left that point where I was several times and was freely able to walk back and forth. So, you know, I didn't see too many people prior to him showing up as far as Secret Service people. The security was definitely lax.
Yeah, everybody agrees with that, too. Sean, I appreciate you calling in and sharing this. I'm going to try to get to some other callers here, because we got a couple still on the line. Let's go to Jeff, who was at the rally, says he was in the front row. Jeff, which front row were you in?
I was in the rally. I was in the fourth row, right in the front.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fourth row on the ground or on the bleachers?
Yeah, right on the ground, yep. Right okay. On the ground, right in front of Trump, yep. We got there. I live in Butler County, so I've been on a few Trump rallies. And when he was coming here, I definitely was going, so I was waiting for him to come. So me and my brother and another buddy of mine went there on Friday. We slept over tonight in my truck on a parking lot property. The next day we got up, we waited around, we walked around the venue, we're seeing how they were setting it up, and it looked really small to begin with. And then I saw the water tower, and I told my brother, I'm like, look at that water tower. Why would they position this right here? and look at all these hangars. There was hangars to the right and to the left, like airport hangars everywhere, that had a perfect clear shot to the stage. And I'm like, they're going to fix this. So we leave, and they kicked us out. Friday night, like 10 o'clock, they kicked us out, and they said we had to go across the street. So Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, they opened the gate, and we ran up and got a spot in line, one of the first spots in line. So when I seen that tower stair again, I'm like, somebody's definitely going to be in there like a sniper for this, for the government or something, you know? And then I'm in the rally, and nobody's up there. When I got in the rally, nobody was up there. And I looked up there, and there was nobody there. And I thought it was very strange. But I just, then my mind went off it, and I was watching the rally. And then another thing, all of a sudden I heard pop, 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 and it sounded like a cap gun. It didn't sound like a loud gun. It sounded like a cap gun. So then we see Trump go down, and I knew he was hit with something because I seen blood. And then I thought, well, maybe it wasn't that bad because it didn't sound like that high caliber of a gun. But it just seemed really strange. And then, like, they didn't have nobody up there. And then before, my brother, we were watching Trump. And, like, he come on, and for about 5 minutes, he's into a speech. And my brother sitting next to me goes, look at the sniper up there to the left. He's scoping somebody out. So I look up at him, and I'm like, yeah, he is. Wow, he's watching something. So I'm watching him for a minute and taking my eyes off Trump, and I'm watching the sniper up to the left. And he's over his gun. You can clearly see he's looking at something. So I'm watching him for at least 2 or 3 minutes goes by. Then I was like, nah, it must just be normal stuff, you know. So I took my eyes off him and went back to Trump, was watching Trump. That's when 30 seconds later, pop, pop, pop. And then Trump went down, and you heard a couple more shots. And then it was just people didn't run. People were mad. People were mad that it happened, and it was pretty crazy. But and another thing, the security there, not the security for the president, but the security for the crowd, like crowd security, there was none. They normally let you line up. The first people to get in, they get into the seating area, and it's fenced off. And they normally let you go in there, and they count you as you go in for as many seats, and you get a bracelet. They guard that gate, and they keep the aisles clean. So if you have to go to the bathroom or something, you can come back and get back in your seat. Well, you can ask anybody that had a seat in there. If they left, they couldn't get back to their seat. There was zero crowd security, I think, and people were hot. It was a 95-degree day. It was just a setup for disaster. I mean, I tried to go to the bathroom and get back to my seat, and I almost got into 3 fistfights on the way back. So it was like there was no crowd security at all. I didn't see one crowd security guy at all.
Well, every witness has agreed with that. And again, folks, I've been to all kinds of events where the president, I've been to events where George Bush was there, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. I've been to debates. I mean, I have never seen a situation where a government sniper, a law enforcement sniper does not have the high ground. I've never seen that. Even if the priority, even if the president or whatever is indoors, outside the venue, they still have the high ground. I've never seen that. I just, again, criminal negligence at the least, intentional negligence, I think, is what more people would believe at this point. Jeff, anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. I forget what the hell I was going to say, but yeah, they definitely, it seemed like a setup to have like a riot happen at the least. And, I definitely know that something was wrong because you could tell that there was nobody out there. And it just seemed really strange. So there's definitely something going on, but I hope they get to the bottom of it. I wouldn't trust an outside rally again if I was Trump, and I wouldn't trust the Secret Service ever again because the lady in charge is the one that ordered it.
Yeah, I don't know how you could, and I know he put out the statement positive of Secret Service. And look, I'm not going to get into the game of trying to blame or judge or get into Trump's head after this. So I get it. He made that statement. But, yeah, I don't know how you could trust Secret Service after this, at least the leadership. So now, but, you know, it's amazing, too, and thank you for the call, Jeff. It's just incredible, folks. I mean, think about all of these government agencies that have tried to destroy Trump at this point. Even the Secret Service, potentially. And so, yeah, you can play this game of, well, it's not the CIA officer that's boots on the ground. It's not the field agent for the FBI. You know, it's not the Secret Service guy that's there putting his body in front of Trump. Well, it's the leadership. It's clearly the leadership. So, okay. So as we sit here, we're waiting for a press conference. I mean, who knows? Who knows if we'll ever get a press conference? You got Kim Cheadle, the head of the Secret Service, doing fluff interviews on cable news, saying, I'm not going anywhere, but it's my fault. Okay, well. And now, breaking today, Oversight Committee Chair to subpoena Secret Service Director for testimony on Trump assassination attempt. But you know, she'll probably just, you know, just refuse the subpoena and she won't get arrested because she'll be above the law. She's probably a Democrat in good standing. She's a deep stater in good standing, brought in by Biden, apparently Jill Biden. So that's what you get. But James Comer has subpoenaed her. My goodness. All right. Unless some other eyewitnesses that we haven't had on call in, I'm going to start getting into some of this other news because there is a bunch of big news and some other things I need to address to the audience so that you can know what's going on. Because that's what we want to do here is just keep you informed. And when you see stuff, you just, you're already informed. You're already prepared. So I got to prioritize. But you know, this is all par for the course. So if there are eyewitnesses that were there that want to call in that we haven't had on yet, 877-789-2539, I'll take your call. I'm going to move on for now. Florida woman accused of threatening to kill Governor Ron DeSantis. So just chalk it up on the list. Now, there's a video going around, and some people are saying it is the alleged shooter. I don't know. That's not been confirmed. But in a way, it almost doesn't even matter. We played this video. It's crazy that this is from 4 years ago, because you may remember it. I remember it. It didn't seem like 4 years ago. Shocking moment. ASU student says, slash Republican throats after Trump's acquittal. So he's running around Arizona State's campus. There's a, I think it's a TPUSA booth set up, and he's going, slash all Republicans, kill Republicans. So this is what the left has done. They've created these psychotic maniacs. I don't even want to spend the time. It's clip seven, but it's the same thing. Oh, woman threatens to kill Ron DeSantis, smiling happily for her mugshot. Usually they don't even let you smile for the mugshot. Now again, I don't know if this is the shooter or not. Nobody's confirmed it. My point is that a lunatic running around ASU's campus saying kill Republicans slash Republicans, that's what the left has created. That's what the left has created. Here's Biden asked about Secret Service, if he's contacted Kim Cheadle, and see if you pick up on his major flub when asked about that in clip 10.
Is it acceptable that you have still not heard, at least publicly, from the Secret Service director?
Oh, I've heard from him.
Oh, you've heard from him. That's funny because it's a she. It's a woman. So obviously you haven't. So Joe Biden has not heard from the Secret Service head, Kim Cheadle. He lied. He blatantly lied. Are we surprised? Donald Trump calls for Secret Service to protect RFK Jr. RFK Jr. then receives it. The vice president pick for RFK Jr., Nicole Shanahan, releases a very scathing statement of the Democrats after the assassination attempt. I believe it's worthy of a read. When we treat our political rivals like they are the enemy of the state, we radicalize our country. I am very glad Trump's safe. The demonization of his image by the DNC and legacy media is responsible for the hysteria that is ripping this country apart. Now, having been on the receiving end of the DNC's campaign of lies, I know most of what they've said about Trump's danger is an absolute falsehood. My heart breaks for the family of the individual whose life was lost at the rally in such a violent way. Let this be a lesson to all political leaders. When you dehumanize your opponent and radicalize your base, you are responsible for the violence that inevitably ensues. But you know, there's another important characteristic of this. They lie. And that's why she points it out. It's lies. It's lies about Donald Trump. It's the lawfare. It's the weaponization of government. It's all of this character assassination and attacks on him based on lies. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s son saying, how could Secret Service have such a failure? Simpsons episode, poll after Donald Trump's assassination attempt. The Simpsons actually got this one wrong. In the episode, they had Trump getting assassinated. He survived. How epic is that?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really...
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we got another eyewitness from the rally I want to go to now, and we'll hit some of the other developing news. I mean, there is some big developing news. Bob Menendez found guilty. Elon Musk makes a couple big announcements. What happened with the Morning Joe show? I mean, there's some other stuff we need to cover, but I want to go back to this eyewitness. We have Steve. He was at the rally, and he has a good eye, he believes, on where the shots were coming from. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was about 100 yards from President Trump, probably 70 or so from the shooter. I had a clear shot of where that shooter was, and it was very clear where those shots were coming from. I simply grabbed the kid next to me, and we just got down. Probably several minutes later after we heard of, you know, the other shot from the counter, we were told to go ahead and leave. And I honestly thought it was very orderly getting out of there, other than waiting forever, which was to be expected.
Okay. I mean, anything else you'd like to report? Want to respond to any of the other analysis that we've had here?
No, but I didn't think I heard seven or eight shots from the shooter. I thought I heard, I'm pretty sure it was three or four. And then I heard more from the counter shooting back. But that's about all I can report. It wasn't, I didn't think it was, I thought it was pretty orderly getting out of there. And to be honest, the whole time I was there, I felt safe until this.
Where were you located exactly at the venue?
Like, I wasn't in any of the stands or any of the, I was way back. I was probably 100 yards from the podium and to the left of the, like, Trump would have been to my right.
And so, yeah, so you would have been right. Out. You would have had a good shot of where the people, did you hear the people screaming that he was climbing on the roof?
Yes.
Talk about that.
It was a little muffled, you know, I mean, it didn't really, I wasn't putting it together what they were saying because I was kind of focused on Trump. But then I turned and, you know, people were just around the building. Somebody screamed, there's somebody on the roof. And that was about it.
So you could tell, though, that something was wrong. There was something going on over there. And from your best memory about how long did it take you to kind of realize that was going on to when the first shots were fired?
The graph that President Trump put up had just been put on the screen, and then he had just started talking about it.
So that's about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the because we've run the stopwatch on the multi-video, kind of the multi-split-screen breakdown, where because that's what he's pointing to, obviously. He's looking to his right. He's pointing at the illegal immigration numbers. And about, it's 2 minutes later, the first shot goes out. But it's right when that video board switches to those numbers is when everybody is screaming about the shooter.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's just amazing that there was no response. I mean...
Yeah, there's it just happened, you know, quickly, you know, and looking at it, looking back, it happened quickly, but as it was happening, it seemed like it kind of dragged on, but it really didn't.
So what's going through your head in these 2 minutes? Are you thinking, why isn't this being taken care of? Why is Trump still on the stage? Are you just not thinking about it?
I kept looking because what happened when I first heard the shot, I looked at before I even heard the shot, I saw him. I thought he swatted a mosquito or something. And then you could hear, you know, the shot came only because the difference between the sound and the light, you know, like it was real quick. Like he went like this, and then, you know, the shot kind of caught up to everything.
Interesting. Anything else you want to report?
Yeah. No, but I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you called in to share your story from what you witnessed that day. That's probably the only perspective we've had from where you were located. Strangely enough, everybody else has either been on the bleachers or in the chairs, which is like the toughest part to get to at these rallies. So I'm glad we're hearing from you as well. All right. This is just crazy. Now, if you haven't heard about the Kim Clement prophecy about Donald Trump, it's crazy in and of itself. This guy a decade ago predicted Donald Trump would win and then win a second term later. Kim Clement is now dead. I'd never seen this one, and this is just the prediction here is like 10 minutes long, and it gets even crazier in more detail. But apparently you have multiple people prophesizing years ago, decades ago, about Donald Trump's presidency. This one's pretty wild here in clip 4.
all throughout America, all throughout, and I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. And then I saw people interceding when he, and I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. But there would be a stop to it, and there things would start to break free come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And
so again, it gets into more crazy detail with more accuracy. But so that's now two people that have prophesied about Trump's presidency. And you know, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but to get off course for a second, you know, this is one of the great mysteries of our existence, our life, our consciousness. Dreams coming true. Have you ever had a dream come true in detail? I have. Not anything too significant, but like something I really remember as a kid was a dream I had about a big soccer game I was in, and then a play happened exactly how I dreamt it, and like it happened, and I kind of stood there. It was the first time I was like, whoa. I've had instances where something that happened in my car exactly happened before. I've had other instances. So it's happened maybe four or five times where like distinctly a dream happened afterwards exactly as I dreamt it. You also have, and guys, the word's on the tip of my tongue. When something happens and you feel like you've had it happen to you before, deja vu. Thank you, crew. How do you explain these things? How do you explain deja vu? How do you explain dreams coming true? I mean, literally you dream something and it happens exactly. How do you explain prophets? What is that great mystery of our life? What is that incredible mysticism of our consciousness? You know, these are the things that we should be thinking about, talking about, digging into, the epicness of all of this, this existence. And instead we're sitting here fighting with one another over power and greed and pride. But I digress. Now, so Trump, it appears, gets hit in the ear, probably does have hearing damage. There's these fake images going around of, oh, Trump's faking it. He didn't actually get hit in the ear. Look, and there's an image from 2022 of Trump on a stage with J.D. Vance without a bandage on his ear. And they're saying, look, here's Trump on the stage with Vance. He faked it from years ago. Had millions of views. There's another one of Trump at a golf course because, you know, he played golf the next day, supposedly. And they're sharing this image of him on a golf course saying, oh, look, he's faking it. He's on the golf course. He doesn't have, it's from before the shooting. So if you see these images of Trump not having a bandage on his ear and people saying, look, he's faking it, they're fake images. I mean, these are the real cheap fakes. These are the real cheap fakes. And look, I've got all these examples of Democrats saying, no, we're not going to tone down the rhetoric. No, we're not going to stop talking this way about Trump. I don't have time to get into it all. A bunch of big news to cover. I'm going to try to get to all of it in this last segment of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah, I think Marissa Henson has it right here. The difference between a Democrat and a Republican, a Democrat is gasping for air, wailing on the ground over nothing, no threats at all. Donald Trump gets shot in the head and he stands up strong. That's a pretty good depiction there of the dichotomy, if you will, the duality of our two-party political system. All right, a lot to get here. Trying to prioritize in the last 10 minutes. What did Senator Joe Manchin mean when he said this last week? Now keep in mind, he said this last week. I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday. We played this. Maybe it didn't seem too significant at the time, but we wondered, what did he mean? We still wonder what he meant when he said this last week. I believe it was Tuesday, clip one.
But are you personally confident that he has what it takes to not only continue this election, but then to serve for another 4 years?
Well, I think that you know, if you just wait until this weekend, there'll be more comes out. I believe that we'll be able to have a better, clearer view of what's happening. His health and well-being, I think, this should be everyone's first and foremost concern, his and his family's and all of us. And he's fine. The doctors are saying he's fine, so I'm going to take that for its word and go from there. So I'm just going to wait. I really am.
What did he mean, let's see what happens this weekend? Now, it would seem far-fetched that he had any prior knowledge about what happened to Donald Trump, but yet what happened this weekend with Joe Biden that would change anything? So people are concerned about that. The crew really wanted me to play that. What do you think about that? Is that suspicious or a nothing burger from Joe Manchin? I'll tell you what. Let's do this because I think this is important, and then I'll news blitz it. A lot of people are complaining about what went down at the RNC yesterday. They're complaining specifically about the speakers and what they did and what they talked about. And I want to be clear about something. I have no problem with people expressing their political opinion. It's a good thing, especially in this day and age with social media and the internet. It's going to be everywhere. Everybody's going to want to comment on everything, and it's always going to happen like that. Things move at the speed of the news. So you're always going to get that. And if people want to complain about Amber Rose and Harmeet Dhillon and the workers' union and everything else, then that's just fine. I have no problem with that. Here's the way I look at it. First of all, how many people right now listening to this can tell me who spoke at the 2016 RNC? How many? So does it really matter? Secondly, if we want to win politically, then we're going to have to drop our own purism. Now, if you want to live your life the way you want to live your life, and you want to have your culture, and you want to live a purist life and everything else that comes with that, then you do that. You can do that. But if you want to win politically in the year 2024, it's time to drop the purism politically, or you're never going to win. So I don't get this. It's always something to complain about instead of just reaching for victory. The vice president pick could have been a black guy that would have complained it was a minority. It could have been Rubio that would have complained he was a Mexican. It could have been a woman. They would have complained it was a woman. It needed to be a white guy. Well, now it's a white guy, and they complain because he used to be an ever-Trumper or he's owned by AIPAC. I get it. We're not in a cult. Things are going to be different. Purism will kill this political movement. It will kill this political movement. So, and let me say this about Amber Rose. You know, she has 24 million followers on Instagram. She has 3 million followers on X. You might not like what she posts and shares. I might not like what she posts and shares. But let's just say, who do you think is going to convert more people from potentially voting Democrat or not voting at all? Someone who's a known conservative, whose entire audience is full of Trump-voting conservatives? Or someone who has a diverse audience of apolitical or politically indifferent people encouraging them to vote for Donald Trump? Maybe people who thought Trump was racist or people who thought Trump was misogynist. And here's a non-white woman saying, go vote for Trump? Who do you think is actually getting more people to show up? Let's just think strategically here for one second. That is if we want to win. Maybe some people just don't want to win. I want to win. I'm not a purist. I don't like to eat unhealthy foods, but if I see a fat guy over there wearing a Trump hat, I'm going to say, hey, good for you. So I want to win. I don't care about purism. I don't obsess over what other people are doing with their lives or posting on the internet. I want to win. So you can complain about losing, and then when you have a strategy and a formula and a change in tactics to win, and then complain about that, but you can't complain about never winning and then complain when you actually have a tactic that'll make you win. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Now, as far as J.D. Vance is concerned, the big concern, the never Trumper thing, I get it. He responded to it last night. Here, let's just play the response. Here's him responding to being a never Trumper. Here's his explanation, clip 14.
You know, Pat, you literally said, you texted a friend that Trump is a cynical a-hole like Nixon who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, and that he's America's Hitler. And you compared him to a cultural heroine in the Atlantic Monthly. And I'll tell you Trump's response, but you said that then. What do you say to people that say, well, wait a minute? Sure.
Now, South Dakota
What did he mean?
Well, Sean, I don't hide from that. I was certainly skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016, but President Trump was a great president, and he changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans because, again, he delivered that peace and prosperity. If you go back to what I thought in 2016, another thing that was going on, Sean, is I bought into the media's lies and distortions. I bought into this idea that somehow he was going to be so different, a terrible threat to democracy. It was a joke. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to throw his political opposition in jail. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to undermine American law and order. President Trump did a really good job. And I actually think it's a good thing when you see somebody, you were wrong about him, you ought to admit the mistake and admit that you were wrong.
All right. Do you like it? Do you not? It's over. He's the pick. Now, here's a tweet from J.D. Vance, September 2021. Alex Jones is a far more reputable source of information than Rachel Maddow. Well, duh. But you know what? Calling Alex Jones a reputable source of information, I'll take it from the vice president. So now you've got a president and a vice president who have been complimentary of Alex Jones. So look, I'll take the good with the bad. I'm willing to give it a shot. The big issue people have is the AIPAC deal. But I mean, you know, again, folks, some things you're just not going to be able to change right now. And so let's say you're an Israel firster, meaning you just not accept anybody that deals with Israel or is funded by AIPAC, just despite an election victory or despite moving the ball forward in the political direction we want, well then, okay, that's fine. I get it. But you know what? You can have a Zionist that's going to cut your air supply off, or you can have a Zionist that's at least going to give you an air supply if I'm responding to that. But that seems to be the biggest issue, is the Never Trump comments and then the AIPAC funding. So that's where it's at. There's his response. Now, I kind of went out of sorts here. Here's why it's important for us to have big tent politics if we want to win. And there's hundreds of these videos happening now. People who would have never voted Trump. I played one earlier, but it's people like Amber Rose and other that you might not like. You might not think they're conservative. I don't care if they vote for me and vote for a better economy and vote for a secure border and vote for better trade deals and less taxes, then I'll take them. I don't care if they're conservative or not. But it's videos like this that prove this is how you win. Clip number 8.
I'm about to get so much hate for this. You know what? Fine. I don't care. Real talk. I wasn't really a Trump supporter. Definitely not a Clinton supporter. And I wouldn't vote for Biden. I was going to sit out this election because neither option was that great to me. But after watching what unfolded in Pennsylvania and everyone asking, why aren't people running? You know why? Because the Trump supporters represent the non-1%. They're the soldiers on the front lines. They're the cops out there.
All right, so look, it goes on for the sake of time. I'm gonna stop it right there. I'm just telling you, folks, if you're trying to win, you need all hands on deck. You need everybody you can. Period. That's where we're at. Now, you might not agree, and you might want to be a purist, and you might want to excommunicate people from this movement, but the movement's bigger than you, and don't complain about never winning if you don't want to have a winning strategy. Bob Menendez found guilty on corruption trial, including acting as a foreign agent, bribes and cash, gold in a car. Schumer tells him to resign. He won't. He's going to appeal the decision. MSNBC pulled Morning Joe off the show on Monday because they were afraid of what was going to be said about Trump potentially or how psychotic they've been. MSNBC pulled them off the air, apparently lied to them about the reasoning. Now Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are threatening to quit MSNBC. I dare you. They know they would have no audience if they left MSNBC, so I doubt they will. But something's going on there. Something fishy is going on there. All right, we almost got to all the news, including crazy news out of California. Such crazy news that Elon Musk is now moving his headquarters all to Texas. We'll cover all of that and more tomorrow. 21-hour break. We'll see you then.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.